Without any further ado, Jason, I understand that we have in the system here the rebuttal, if you will, for last week for some of Nathan's very homophobic comments that he made, a string of them. And by the way, if Rick Morris is calling you intolerant, what does that say about you exactly? So we have a number of things. I think we'll get to that now, Jason.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
How old are you now?
I'll be 36 in October.
My grandson's gay, too. I'll give you his number.
I'm not gay, but thank you.
I'm super. Thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super. No, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're... Don't you think I look cute in this hat?
That sounds gay. I just want you to know this is like the first conversation of like three conversations that leads to you being gay.
You're gay for saying that. You know how I know you're gay?
How?
Because you macrame'd yourself a pair of jean shorts. You know how I know you're gay?
How?
You like Coldplay.
Many colors in the homo rainbow. Begin to shade from black to yellow.
Well, very good, and we had Nathan muted for this segment here so that he couldn't ruin it, so we'll bring him back in. Nate, that's your receipt for a litany of remarks last week. Many conversations which had nothing to do with the concept of homosexuality, which were dragged there by you. So we've been working on this little sucker all week for you here. Big ups to my man Jason Jones for putting that together. Nathan, your thoughts?
Very funny, Rick, but remember, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And, hey, I don't persecute homosexuals, but there's a place for that. And the government doesn't need to be making special laws for people that are an abomination in the eyes of God. And I'll be the first guy to say it, Rick. I'm not homophobic. They have the right to do what they want in their own house. That's their right, but I'm not going to try to explain to my soon-to-be 8-year-old son why there's two dudes walking down the street holding hands. I just don't think that's appropriate in the public forum.
Now, real quick, because I know that this panel, the majority of this panel, is very enlightened politically, and I understand all that goes on to some degree. I just feel, and I'm not supporting one side or the other, it's just in that little litany of a response that I got, and I'm sure many others, Rick. Your religious background.
Yeah, I'm Roman Catholic. I'm not very gay friendly.
Chris?
Let's see.
You could even say little to none. I don't care.
Your denomination is pretty tolerant, are they not?
I have been claimed by the Methodists.
Okay, Burrell?
They're squishy.
I'm a born-again evangelical Christian. I'm a Baptist.
Okay, and Nathan?
I'm right with Burrell. I'm a born-again evangelical Christian. I'm a Baptist also. So.
All right, correct me if I'm wrong, but is there a national religion? I guess what I'm getting at is I understand the comment and the concerns that people have if that's not what you believe to be normal or acceptable. But our government is not necessarily structured to enforce such a concept, is it?
Well, where it becomes relevant is the concept of gay marriage, I think. I mean, that's
the
thing.
Yeah, but the people, and pardon my crude nature here, but people can be gay in public all they want to, and there's nothing we can do about it, whether you like it or not.
Well, I think Nate tried to make that part of his platform in the fall there about doing something about that.
I accept the fact that people are going to be how they are.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't want to see it. It's kind of like this idea that you don't have heterosexual people jumping out in the middle of the street and a guy making out with a chick going, ooh, look at me, I'm heterosexual. So, yeah, I can understand the idea of not having it thrown in my face, but on the other hand, as a logic-minded person, what the hell are you going to do about it?
Well, wait a minute. Now, society draws the line on a lot of sexual orientations. There are all kinds of sexual orientations. There's homosexuality, there's pedophilia, there's necrophilia.
Ooh, don't forget bestiality.
Bestiality. And society has drawn a line, and I think we can draw a line in this instance.
Yeah, but most of those things society has deemed to be gross, offensive, inhumane. So yeah, if at some point somebody comes out and says, hey, you know, I like horses. Then you know, maybe that's we got to do that. But, you know,
we heard some stories down at OU about that, didn't we?
That's right. Some of the people on the panel did go to OU, where the men were men and the sheep were scared. So,
very nice, just Mr. Appalachia. Well, we're going to be...
Now,
yes, exactly.